The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid, wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I am your host. This is part two of the off-season, the first of many, or potentially many, off-season mailbags. First, we'll answer NFC burning questions, as well as tackle mailbag questions from Apple Podcasts. If you have a question you want us to answer in the future, go to Apple Podcasts. It's that purple app on your phone, more than likely, or on iTunes on your computer, wherever else you do your podcasting. And you can leave a five-star review and ask a question, and we will answer it. It can be silly. It can be serious. It can be about your team. It can be about whatever you want. We will get to it eventually. You can go check out the AFC version, AFC Burning Questions, in the first part of the mailbag on yesterday's show. Today, happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there and to the, I don't want to call you the loves of my life because, I get married with a kid and all that, but
You're divorced by now. By the time this is aired, you're divorced.
That's true. That's true, Sean. Good point. I would send you guys Valentine's. Super friends.
Brenton, you've never mailed anything in your entire life to anyone. You're not mailing us Valentine's.
Fair point, John Breach. Ryan, how are you?
Happy Valentine's Day. Did you go out for steak dinner and make dank steaks? One of both?
Dank steaks tonight. Dinner at, we're going to,
Charlie Goodnight.
On Saturday. It's actually a restaurant from Chattanooga, which I went to high school, and their second location in Raleigh. How convenient. I didn't even pick it. My wife did, and I made the reservation. Yes, John.
I hope that since Brinson just said that on the podcast, like 15 podcast listeners show up at his restaurant with his wife and sit down and join them, because I'm sure AK will love that.
Please show up. Come on. We'll be there at 8:15 at Stir in Raleigh on Saturday. Come on by. Hey, don't bother me. You can buy me a drink. I won't buy you one.
If nothing else, you are you're honest.
Honest and cheap. So, NFC burning questions. We tackled the AFC. And by the way, there's like a 77% chance that during this podcast we'll be interrupted and accosted by Brady Quinn. So stay tuned for that. Can the Cowboys – remember, after the break will be the mailbag questions. Can the Cowboys keep Dak, Amari, and Byron Jones? The short answer is no. How many of those guys do you think they'll keep? Breach?
Two. Do you want me to give details, or was that just the one-word thing we're doing? Next.
Two. Next question.
Zero.
This is a fast podcast.
Which do you guys think they keep, Amari and Dak, obviously?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, you can draft a safety. You can draft a bunch of wide receivers if you want as well. It seems impossible to me that you can keep all three of these guys because Byron Jones is going to want a lot of money. What's going rate for top paid safeties?
$15 million a year?
Come on. You can't do that, and Amari.
Isn't he a corner?
He plays both, I think. He moves around. He's versatile.
I don't have the snap chart in front of me. Oh, I was going to say I think they keep Dak and Byron Jones.
Norman's at 15.4.
Yeah, he's getting cut, so I wouldn't.
Well, but that's the highest. Oh, no, Xavier Howard actually is the highest, I think.
Yeah, he is down. Yeah. But that's a lot of money. So you're paying him but letting Amari walk. Are you concerned about Amari's health or just the fact that he's a wide receiver? And you
if my choices are pay Amari Cooper $18 million or pay Byron Jones $15 million, I think his position's harder to fill, so I'm keeping him at the lower price.
So that's that said, it's kind of interesting when I was just looking at the top salaries. So many of these big cornerback contracts, these teams probably regret massively doing it. You have the Josh Norman deal, obviously. Trumaine Johnson in New York, $14.5 million. They definitely regret that. Xavier Rhodes had a terrible year. He's at $14 million.
It's all season two, I think.
So, like, you have to go down to, like, Patrick Peterson to find a team that's actually probably happy. Yeah.
The Vikings can save over $8 million by cutting Xavier Rhodes this offseason. He's getting cut. Josh Norman will be getting cut. Kyle Fuller, I guess they like that deal.
Marcus Peters. It's a good deal.
Kyle Fuller's deal?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Okay, all right.
Says the guy who loves Jay Cutler.
I mean, Stephon Gilmore looks like a friggin' steal in free agency. Bill Belichick just added again, obviously. Janoris Jenkins, somehow one of the highest paid guys. Malcolm Butler up there as well. Chris Harris will be a free agent. He's in the final year of his deal. So, I mean, there's like the cornerback market should be pretty busy, like between Chris Harris and Byron Jones. If I were the Cowboys, I would franchise tag Byron Jones. And according to the reports out there that they're trying to hammer out a deal with Dak Prescott before free agency, which, I mean, by all means, if you can do it, do it. Dak shouldn't do that. Like, Dak should make them tag him and make them play out the string as long as possible. I mean, again, like, I didn't spend a ton of time with him at the Super Bowl, but I did sit down with him. I mean, we sat down and chatted for like 5 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes before we did it. And like, I just get the sense from him that he wants more than anything else to be paid a fair amount of money relative to the position and to just get back to being a Cowboys quarterback. Like, I think he really wants to be the Dallas quarterback. I think he really likes all that comes with it. I think that I don't think he wants $40 million. I think his agents probably want $40 million a year. I think he would take $30 million a year and be like, give me 5 years, 150.
30?
I think maybe 33 at this point, whatever. But like,
you're going to get up to 35. I think if you're Dak, at the very minimum, if you don't want to string it out and do the Kirk Cousins thing because you are happy where you are, Kirk Cousins was not happy with Washington. If Dak is happy, I think at the minimum, you have to wait for the Patrick Mahomes deal to go down, because then Mahomes is going to reset the market, and that's going to add $3 to $5 million to what, you know, if the Cowboys were offering 33, slightly below Russell, and all of a sudden Patrick Mahomes is making $40 to $41 million a year, I think that knocks Dak up to 36 or 37. So I think you wait for Mahomes to reset the market. So
here's what I think the Cowboys are doing. I think the Cowboys are telling Dak, hey man, look, Jared Goff and Carson Wentz from your draft class make average at $33 million. Just throw it out there because, I mean, they're roughly there. Aaron Rodgers makes $33.5 million. The only guys above them are Ben Roethlisberger and Russell Wilson. We just can't get – like, I mean, we love you, Dak. We think you're great. But, I mean, have you won a Super Bowl? Because those guys have won a Super Bowl. You know, like, I just think they're trying to give him the hard sell, and he's sort of beaten – this is just my sense of it. And then he's beaten down by it a little bit, and he's ready to sign a deal, and he would take $33 million. But his agents are like, dude, ride this out and just – like, you're going to get $40 million a year if you ride this out, and he just doesn't want to do it. So I think they will bang out something. He'll just get $33.
I think one reason why he might be willing to just settle and take $33, $35 and just be done with it is because he, unlike Goff and Wentz, he was not a first-round pick. So if you look at what he's made, he's making $680,000 per year on his rookie deal.
And he has, as we've covered, like 42 endorsements.
What's that?
He's making a lot of money off the field.
Yeah, but still, like, you want to get that paycheck. And, like, for him, like, he probably doesn't want to go year to year with, like, you know, lingering in the back of your mind. If you have a really bad year, I don't think he would. Or if he has a devastating injury, then suddenly he didn't sign that big deal. So I think that's one reason why he would settle and just take the long-term security.
Debo has helpfully passed along the link to Fox Business, a very excellent and reputable news source detailing Dak's various endorsements. It's a great site. Check it out. I got yelled at because I questioned it. I questioned the veracity of Fox Business before. But look, I really do think that, like, they might try to get him between – I mean, like, Jared Goff and Aaron Rodgers basically have the same deal, except Aaron Rodgers – if they give him the Jared Goff deal, isn't he just going to take it? Not should he take it, isn't he just going to take it?
Why haven't they offered it already then?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, maybe he's following his – if he's listening to his agents, then he should be waiting to get $38 million a year. And just, you get 38, don't even worry about waiting for Mahomes. Get 38 this offseason, and if not, play out the string and get to free agency. I mean, like, what if the CBA resets the freaking tag and you can only tag somebody once and he's just an automatic unrestricted free agent in 2021? He would make $50 million a year.
Well, that then maybe Jerry will have finally learned a lesson. I mean, as Sean pointed out, what's the holdup?
They should have did it over the summer.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
Why didn't you just pay him last summer? I mean, it's so dumb.
And the other weird thing real quick is that no matter what – so if they gave Dak a deal worth $35 million a year, that would be a four-year, $140 million contract. For Mahomes to get $35 million a year, he'd have to get an extension for like 4 years, $180 million, you know, like a ton on top of it to get to the average because he's got the 2 years left on his rookie deal. So like that dynamic is really going to kind of throw a wrench in things if the Mahomes deal gets done first.
Yeah, for sure.
Because the Cowboys are going to say, hey, look, you know, he had rookie money left and you don't. So his is new money, this. And then Dak's people are going to say, well, no, we just want this and we don't care what Mahomes is looking
at. The Cowboys will point to total money.
Right.
And the agent will point to new money.
Right.
Mahomes. And they'll be like, yeah, and so they'll have to find a middle ground there. I just think it's crazy that they should have paid Dak already. Like, yeah. What don't you like about that? And the idea that Tom Brady is going to go to Dallas and they're going to ditch Dak Prescott, that's insane to me. Why are we talking about this?
Michael Irvin said it.
I mean, I want Dak all day for the rest of his career over Tom Brady for the rest of his, right?
Yes.
Well, this is why this
organization... it's almost as dumb as the Taysom Hill franchise quarterback talk.
Oh, boy. Nice segue.
Yeah. So what's next for Drew Brees and the Saints? You can check out the Wednesday episode with Brady Quinn where we talk about, which is happening after this show, so I don't know what we talk about, but we'll mention Taysom Hill. I joked that, look, from Monday, February 10th, Monday morning, February 10th, through like Tuesday afternoon on February 11th, was the dumbest 48 hours of Twitter. All we did was argue about Taysom Hill. That's saying something.
You know what you could have done?
What?
Gotten off Twitter.
I just every time I logged on randomly, there'd be like a Taysom Hill tweet or a take. Everybody would talk about Taysom Hill.
I didn't see any of that.
That's a lie.
Brenton, what's the longest you've ever gone besides sleeping, not being on Twitter?
Vacations don't count when you go to other countries.
Oh,
he's still on Twitter when he's in other countries. Eight minutes?
I was at Epcot, but 4.5 minutes, something like that. I do one of my resolutions, and Ryan's going to like roll his eyes on this, but no, one of my resolutions for like the coming year is to because I think a lot of times it's easy to default to Twitter as like the app on your phone or whatever, or like, you know what I mean? Do you guys do that too? Like you'll be like, all right, I'm trying to reprogram my brain to use Twitter as a default, or like a thing that I go to less. Like I'll go to Twitter and just scroll. And it's just stupid. I mean, but like people do that with Facebook or Instagram all the time too. I'm trying to find something that's a little more constructive, and I don't know what the answer is quite yet, but I'm working.
Bumble. You could read Sean's Bumble, newsletter.
Yeah. Bumble would certainly.
Sean's newsletter app, Bumble. I do look at Instagram more than Facebook just because I don't interact on Instagram or more than Twitter. And I just look at the pictures, but I also don't follow the same people on Facebook, Instagram that I follow on Twitter. So it's more just looking at pretty pictures.
It's only porn stars on Instagram.
Right? Yeah, I was gonna say.
That's the other thing. I mean, that'll get you questions from your wife as well. What are you doing?
It's insane. Like you follow the wrong person, and all of a sudden it's just like you're like kid, church. Hey. No, it's uncomfortable. Like I don't want kids and you know.
But in terms of Taysom Hill, I think Drew Brees is going to be playing wide receiver next year. I think that's been made clear. And Taysom Hill will be throwing for 5,000 yards like Patrick Mahomes.
Do you guys think that Drew Brees retires or comes back?
I think he comes back.
Really?
He retires.
I could see him retiring. And, you know, we're talking about Taysom Hill and joking about it. But Prisco's been saying for a while that Sean Payton absolutely loves Taysom Hill. And he might be willing to give him an opportunity. But, I mean, the thing is, he's 30 years old. He has a long injury history going back to college. And how many passes has he thrown, Sean?
Yeah, he's also just never played quarterback in the 13 NFL.
13 regular season passes.
Would you rather have Mo Sanu or Taysom Hill as your quarterback?
Yeah, Sanu. Mohamed Sanu has thrown more passes and has more success as an NFL passer than Taysom Hill.
Is that true?
Yes.
I mean, what are we doing here?
I mean, they have Bridgewater. I don't understand. It's clearly Bridgewater if Brees is not coming back.
People are like, what do you mean? It doesn't mean anything that he didn't. Your boy Dan Orlovsky's like, Sean Payton saw what he did in the practice reps. It's like, okay, look, here's what's happening, folks. Sean Payton is pumping up Taysom Hill so either somebody trades for him or somebody pays him in free agency like a jackhole. And then Sean Payton, you know, gets to sign Teddy Bridgewater for cheap. I just
But also on that kind of wavelength of thinking, Are the Saints secretly a dark horse to land one of these free agent quarterbacks? Because they don't have anyone under contract. They don't have Drew Brees. They don't have Taysom Hill. They don't have Teddy Bridgewater. If Sean Payton really wanted to, he could go out and try and get Tom Brady or Jameis Winston if Brees decides to retire.
Phillip Rivers nearby.
Phillip Rivers is nearby.
I think that would be an insult to Drew Brees if he brought Phillip Rivers in, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, if Brees retires.
Yeah, if Drew's leaving. By the way, we need a JLC drop of for the Orlovsky comments, for example. Don't you gaslight me, MF-er.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
For every story.
Well, the thing, it's a great point, Breach, and I was something that I was like, it sort of percolated in my head, but I'm glad somebody actually brought it up. If you were ranking the landing spots as a free agent quarterback and the Patriots, Chargers, Raiders, Buccaneers, just hypothetically, there's nobody in these jobs, and Colts, so it's five jobs, right? We're all open. I mean, and the Saints, six. The Saints is number one. Like, you work with Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, that offensive line with Sean Payton in the dome? What if you put Brady on the Saints? Are they winning the Super Bowl?
They're in the conversation. I mean, they're probably winning the division.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, Brent, that's why I think your theory of Sean Payton boosting up Taysom Hill isn't, you know, like, so somebody will sign him, trade him, whatever, and then all of a sudden Sean Payton can go do whatever he wants. He's just waiting on Drew Brees to make his call.
Trading for Taysom Hill, though. They've seen the exact same thing everyone else has seen.
But, like, you're telling me that Drew Brees retires, and there's the single greatest free agent quarterback class in the history of professional football, and Sean Payton's going to go all in on Taysom Hill? Are you not? What are we doing here?
It's so bizarre, too, because when Brees was out for five games, Taysom Hill didn't even play quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater played quarterback. It makes no sense.
No, that's the one thing. When everybody says Taysom Hill, Taysom Hill, Taysom Hill, well, why wasn't he the starter when Brees was – I mean, that's literally the argument. If Sean Payton loved him so much, he had a chance to play him, and he didn't do it.
Yeah, and, like, if you're gonna do some sort of designed offense around Taysom Hill, just go trade for Cam Newton. You know, like, I mean, there's other options out there, like running quarterbacks. I don't know. Taysom Hill is a fun player to watch. He is a very nice piece to have at a very cheap price on the roster with a coach who knows how to utilize him. I cannot fathom the Saints building their entire offense around Sean Payton, and it feels a little too galaxy brainy in like the first week of the offseason for me.
And if you want to wait to take Jalen Hurts, he is Taysom Hill, but he actually has played quarterback before.
Look, if Sean Payton thinks this is the way the league is going and he decides to go in that direction, I don't think it would be shocking. But just like,
well, let me put it to you this way. How would Taysom Hill do last year on the Ravens as their quarterback?
I literally don't know because I've not seen Taysom Hill play quarterback.
He'd be an awesome runner. That's the answer.
I mean, also, Taysom Hill said too, he's like, I want to be a franchise quarterback somewhere. It's like, you went on a. Okay. Me too.
Yeah. Same.
So Breach wants to run a marathon.
I want to eat 12 cheesecakes and not gain weight. I mean, we all want things.
I don't think I want to eat 12 cheesecakes.
That's a lot of cheesecake, Ryan.
Yeah, you wouldn't poop for like a month.
And you're old. That's a lot of cholesterol.
Yeah.
There are benefits of not pooping for a month either.
What are they?
You don't have to poop.
Save money on toilet paper or wipes.
Or JJ will tell you, baby.
I'm not sure that not pooping is a benefit of not pooping.
Definitely no, but in
terms of walk around, you should walk around with 12 cheesecakes in your body for a month. That sounds awful.
Hey,
and wash it down with some nice whole milk.
I would just like to know the scientific term for this is called fecal retention. If we just want to be more professional,
I can't believe we just used fecal retention on this podcast.
I'll go to the off season, baby.
How did we get? What was about Taysom Hill? Yeah. How did we get there?
I want to eat.
And that's when. We are an inseminating cows, and that was my my Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin. What'd you call him? Joaquin.
Joaquin Phoenix. He did that weird speech. He was anti-vegan milk. We should have brought that.
Just like how Parasite was set in, how do you pronounce the city, Britton?
Seattle?
Next to Seattle, Seattle.
Yo,
Queen.
Will the Panthers move on from Cam Newton?
Huh, according to you, yes.
I think they will. I 100% think they will.
Okay. Ooh, I trust Brinson sometimes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Luke Kuechly mentioned that the coaching staff and all the changes were part of his decision to make his to ultimately retire. Greg Olson hinted that the mutually agreed to part ways thing the Panthers sent out was not exactly accurate. And Cam Newton is sort of posturing right now by saying he's absolutely going to be back next year. I think the Panthers are tanking, and I'm standing by that stance. I think they're fine with not. I think they're fine with stripping down the roster and going after a long term plan to win. So I think trading Cam Newton this offseason will be part of that.
Okay. Well, Sean, that's great news for your Bears.
If he can throw a football.
Okay. He can throw a football. He just can't walk.
Either one seems problematic. But, yes, I would love Cam Newton in Chicago if he's healthy.
Where does Jameis Winston go? Bucks, yes, or Bucks, no?
He's going to the Raiders. I told you that already in the last.
No Bucks. No Bucks.
You see, Ryan, this is not the last podcast. This is a separate podcast. But thank you for referencing the previous AFC podcast, which you can check out. In the
last podcast. That's the last podcast we did as Super Friends, isn't it?
It is.
Look, this might be the offseason where we lose a Super Friend. Yeah. Getting a little tense in here, guys.
Is that an old age joke about Ryan? That's not nice.
I was going to say, if we're all on an island, who's the first Super Friend we're killing?
We already answered that mailbag question during the season, didn't we?
Because Brinson was saying he'd be like the tastiest. Wasn't this like a there's something about his like tastiest.
That was not who would we kill first, like violently, like out of rage. That was a carnivore type of
to survive. Who would we eat first? Right, basically what it came down to.
Breach is talking about who would be the first one to like it would snap and something would happen.
We would probably kill Brinson.
Right, but the other question is who would snap first? Because that answer is Ryan.
Right. That's definitely right.
You think so?
I think you would kill Brinson.
Breach.
You might kill Sean.
For 45 minutes, and I was quite calm.
No, I'm going to listen to the Girl Yoga podcast every morning from now. I'm not going to snap ever.
Yoga Girl Daily.
The girl yoga.
Although I did notice that Yoga Girl Daily, when I looked at the feed, it looked like she has like four podcasts since 2017. So I'm not sure.
Steve just listens to them over and over again.
I don't think you're looking at the right feed.
She's going to log on tomorrow and have like 7,000 hits from her 2017 episodes. Like, what the hell is going on?
Is it not Yoga Girl Conversations from the Heart?
No. Rachel Brathen, episode every day.
Yoga Girl Daily, here we go.
Shout out Rachel.
So close.
She helps me get through a lot.
Yeah, we definitely have to tag her on Twitter, Brinson, and be like, yeah, we had a long conversation about Yoga Girl Daily.
John Breach, have like, you considered adding visuals?
Like, listen to these titles from Yoga Girl Daily. What is missing in your life? This week I will practice loving kindness. Who am I? Get Brinson out of your life.
So existential.
I know. The purpose of the present moment.
Hey, thank you, Debo Cray, for embracing his need to.
I'm going to tell my wife to subscribe to that. Not that she needs it. I mean, I need it too. We all need it. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll answer more mailbag questions.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Mailbag time. We need a mailbag. Like, remember the old PTI noise? Maybe they still do it. Mailbag! We need that for mailbag questions.
That was pretty good, Brinson.
Thank you. That was pretty good. This is from Transformer Master 24 on Apple Podcasts. Remember, you can leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Ask us any question. What super friend will murder who on an island? What are Debo's deepest, darkest secrets? And or... good stuff. Question for the show. Should the Packers be preparing for a new quarterback situation or something like that about your favorite team, John Breach?
Yes, I do think they should. I think Aaron Rodgers has been – Sean talks about it literally every week during the season. He tries to throw as many jabs in as possible. Aaron Rodgers, that he's trash. I do not think he's trash, but I do think he is in a steady decline that we've seen over the past 6 years. But he started at such a high level, an MVP – probably one of the best seasons ever, back, 2011 to 2014, one of the greatest runs by a quarterback in NFL history. So he just keeps declining, though, and I think he's probably only got two more years where they'll be good with him under center. And then, so you got to draft, you got to plan after, because 3 years from now, you might need a new quarterback.
Here's oddly enough, I say no, because I don't think they're in a position to actually like draft a good quarterback. I think if you look, obviously, at the history of quarterbacks taken outside the first round and the later rounds, it's not a very high hit rate, so you're probably going to miss. I would rather just go all in right now on the Aaron Rodgers era, just try to get him as much help as possible because he is declining, and just try to gamble and win one more with him and figure it out when he's done.
Yeah, you have three more years with Aaron Rodgers, and then you can sort of recalibrate.
I'll say, yeah, I agree with that. I think you can... he's a free agent in 2024. So you have 2020, 2021, and 2020. Yay. I think you got four more years. I think you write out the contract. Maybe he retires a year early.
If you have a really bad year, he gets hurt one of these years, and you have a top pick, then absolutely do it. But like, I don't think forcing a quarterback at 26 or wherever is the right move. I'd rather get an impact now player.
But also, you can make the decision after just three seasons. They don't have to play out the whole contract. It's a manageable $2 million cap hit, $3 million to dump him after 3 years.
That's a good point. In fact, actually, they would save $22 million in 2022. So like you're gonna keep him absolutely keeping him for the next 2 years. The one thing that I would say to this too is like, here's an idea: just do the same thing you did with Aaron Rodgers. Be patient and hope somebody falls to you, and you end up with a good pick there. This is from this is weird. This is from Sean 75KG.
Yeah, this was weird. Podcast.
The title is "Da Bears." Who do you think would make the best finish Trubisky's replacement from the following? Phillip Rivers, Cam Newton, Teddy Bridgewater, Andy Dalton, or Marcus Mariota? Sean, I feel like we've answered this. No, look, and he left this on 12/31. We're not criticizing Sean, 75KG. It's just hilarious that this sounds like a question Sean would actually leave for an NFL mailbag.
So it's who's the quarterback I would take on the Bears? I mean, it's probably – say it.
I think the answer, say it. The answer is yes.
Yes, exactly.
All of the above.
It's one of those quarterbacks and probably say who costs it the least, because the Bears are not in a position to be throwing away big draft picks because they say have it done that. I think it might be John Breach's handsome quarterback, Andy Dalton.
He said it.
That's all I wanted to hear.
It's like the flirtiest you two have ever been. That was crazy.
He just picked Andy Dalton over Brinson's boy Cam Newton and Phillip Rivers.
I don't know
Teddy Bridgewater.
See, I don't.
You got to read the list, Sean. You already picked Andy Dalton. There's no backsies here.
No takes backs. I would love Teddy Bridgewater. I don't think the Saints are letting him go if Breeze is retiring. Because I don't buy the Taysom Hill stuff. So I think it would be Bridgewater starting there.
All right. Mariota would be cheap. Cam could be cheap. And Dalton would be cheap.
And real quick, Matt Nagy, obviously coach Alex Smith for a few seasons. And I think Dalton is the quarterback most similar to Alex Smith out of that options. So I think Nagy could have some success with Dalton.
Battle Royal is from Paul Bear of United States of America on Apple Podcast. Battle Royal of mascots, bracket style by division. Who you got? So basically, which NFL mascot would you take coming out ahead on the Battle Royale?
I will go first because I don't want to get stuck with another crappy pick. I'm going with Boltman as the winner because he looks – he's a pretty cool-looking mascot. That team is terrible, so that would be the only thing the Chargers fans have to lean on. And Steely McBeam will come in last place.
Steely McBeam last?
No, last is Sourdough Sam because he looks like Will Brinson, as John Breach pointed out to me.
Dude.
Have you seen Sourdough Sam? Didn't you see the picture the guy tweeted to us?
Yes. Yeah, guys, I've seen it.
You guys are twins. Wilson, I'm kind of offended that you think Steely McBeam would come in last because I think he would come in first. You put a drunk guy with a steel beam in a rumble, you know who's winning? The drunk guy with the steel beam. He's going to beat your Charger man down, and he's not losing. No guy with a drunk guy with a steel beam is losing.
Fans are not big on Steely McBeam, so I stick to that, but I take your point.
He's a blue-collar guy with a giant hunk of metal who can go after – opposing like people.
Lightning Bolt Man has a lightning bolt on his head.
It's going to be a massacre. Steely McBeam is massacring everyone, Ryan.
Okay.
I think Ragnar's got a decent shot to do for people. The Viking guy. Obviously, Blitz and Boom. The Hawks, right?
I think the Ravens mascot, too. Because if you can fly and you can just like attack and fly away, you're never going to get hit. Like, imagine if birds actually decided to hurt people. Like, attack us. How would you stop him?
By far the best part about this conversation is that Brady Quinn has joined the studio and put on his headset, and he knows he's now realizing that his work day and his time with his family is being delayed while we argue about the level of which mascots would win fights.
And Sean is talking about birds being attacked.
I'm saying if you're walking down the street and a bird chooses to attack you, how are you going to defend yourself?
Well, if birds were that smart, they would have taken over the world already, Sean, and they haven't.
But
so I don't think a bird
the Baltimore Ravens mascot is smart. He's evolved.
A bird brain is an insult for a reason. He's not smart enough to strategize to win.
Bird. That's how. I'll shoot it.
Yeah, see, exactly, Brady. Like the cowboy, the pirate, or the who else has got a gun? Or Pat the Patriot? All those guys come with guns when the little Ravens Poe's going to come in, fly and attack, and they go poof, and it's over. I mean, like
the problem with the Patriots, they have muskets, right? So it's going to take a little longer if they miss. So they've got to be really accurate if they're going to use those muskets.
Brady Quinn, everybody. Okay, yeah, I agree with that. So anyway, Steely McBeam, we think underrated. By the way, R.I.P. Swagger. Swagger Original died. That's sad to hear. Anytime a dog dies, it makes me sad because I love dogs. Casey Wolf, any love for Casey Wolf?
Brinson, that's your boy. You got a staring contest with him at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's got wonkier eyes than my dog, so I don't think he's winning any fights. He can't even see straight. He'd be like punching wildly. He'd be unable to get it.
He'd be punching himself.
The Broncos horse, pretty strong guy, a little underrated here in this spot. But I would go with somebody who's got like a cowboy.
The horse needs to team up with someone, like someone with a weapon.
Oh, now we're teaming up? I didn't know that was part of this. You can't just create new rules.
Rich, he thinks it's Game of Thrones. Just ignore him.
Although a battle royale tends to have Game of Thrones-like rules. So maybe there is something.
What about Rory the Lion?
Okay, we got to go. Thanks for listening. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Enjoy your time out with your loved ones. And we'll talk to you on Monday. Remember, Mock Draft Monday. Ryan Wilson, talk to you very soon. Now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.